from the Director Department on Aging presenting their 2012 demographic report, The Face of Aging in Milwaukee County. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Stephanie Stein, Director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, and Jonette Arms, Assistant Director. The four of you were present when we rolled this out to the community, so I don't need to go into great detail, but I'd just like to highlight some of our findings, and Chairperson West asked us to do that, so we're very happy to do that. This is our third report, our third demographic report on the lives of people 60 and older in Milwaukee County. We did not do this by ourselves. We enlisted partners who brought tons of resources to the table. They are the Center for Urban Population Health of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, AARP's National Office and Researchers, and the Helen Bader Foundation, who helped us pay for the event and for the printing, without all of whom we could not do this. The first thing that we found out is that in the last 10 years, we did not lose any population of older people in Milwaukee County. It remained at 153,000. That is contrary to what predictions told us would happen. Predictions told us that we would lose older adult population in the last 10 years in this community. We did not, and we're very happy about that. And as a matter of fact, the 60-plus population is expected to grow to over 216,000 people by 2035. So I think it's a great boon to this community that older people stay here and want to stay here, and a lot of it is due to the support of Milwaukee County and what you do and help us do. The most dramatic growth in the population is in the 55 to 59 year age group, which is 49%, and then the 60 to 64 year age group, which is 40%. So what we see here is that those folks who are 55 to 59 will enter the 60-plus population in the next 10 years. And that brings us a lot of questions that we need to figure out and answer together, which we will do, and I'll get to that in a minute. We have an extraordinarily diverse population of people 60-plus in this community, and I would say we have the most diverse population of this state. The Hispanic or Latino population grew by 40%. The African American population of older people grew by 27%. This is fabulous for the richness of our community. Everyone in every group, every age group, had a higher level of education than 10 years ago and higher incomes than 10 years ago. 75% of people said that their health status was good or very good, and 80% of people said that their quality of life was, they expected in the next 10 years, their quality of life to be the same or better than it is today. That's also pretty hopeful for this community. There's some things that aren't so good. If you have a chance, and we have reports here for everyone, if you look at the maps on pages 42 and 49, which show where the two biggest populations, the African American older adult population and the white older adult populations, live in this community, you will see very dramatically the hyper-segregation of Milwaukee County. It's dramatic. It's astounding, and I don't place any value on it, good or bad, but I am saying that it is something that this community needs to see and needs to know. The largest population growths were in the communities of Oak Creek and Franklin. Oak Creek was 59% and Franklin 74%, and 95% of those residents are white. So the communities that are growing the most are growing with people who are white, and yet the African American and Latino elders are growing the most, and almost none of them live in those communities. In Milwaukee County, we have a much higher rate of people living alone than in the rest of the state. We have people dying in each age group at a higher rate than the rest of the state. And even though everyone in every level's income went up, the poverty in the minority group populations is three times that of the white populations. These are things that bring us concern and bring us to what are we going to do with this information. Well, here's some of the questions that we're going to have to answer together. There is this wave of folks, 55 to 59, who are going to hit the 60-plus system in the next 10 years. Are they going to retire here? Are they going to have to continue working here? What are their incomes going to be? Are they going to have pensions? Can we get them to stay here and not move south or west? Things are getting better for everyone, which was very hopeful, but they're not getting better at the same rate. And can we, as a county, craft policies to help bring more equity to that? Do people live where they want to? I don't want to make assumptions about people living where they live. They may live where they live because they want to live there. When you look at the maps, you also see in the last 10 years that the older adult population used to be a lot more concentrated. If we look at both sides of Wisconsin Avenue, so we look at the near north and near south side, but both of those populations have moved away from the central city to the north and west and south and east. So are people making choices about where they want to live because they want that, or do they want other opportunities? Do people want to live alone? We automatically think, well, if people live alone, that means they're isolated and they're not part of society. Is that true? We don't know if that's true or not. We'll be discussing with older people what do they make those choices because they want to. And asking people things in the past has led us to help develop new kinds of housing with supported services, and we may have to develop even more kinds of housing. For instance, co-op housing is very, very popular and is everywhere in the state of Minnesota. We have exactly one co-op housing for older people in Wisconsin, and it's in a rural community in western Wisconsin. For some reason, developers here cannot see the huge market that was developed one state away that really gives people some empowerment. So we don't know, but we'll keep working on it. There's another movement nationally called the Village Movement, in which people in communities organize themselves to make sure that services are available for them, that they arrange to help each other to live together and to live and stay in place. Can we develop some village movements here in this community? Do people have access to health care? And are people's health as rosy as they say they are? Are 75% of people 60 and over in this community have good or very good health? They say they do. We need to know what that is. So we will continue to have these discussions with older people. We will be using this data to work with our agencies that serve older people to see if they understand who the population is in this community that it is our duty to serve, and if their boards and their staffs look like the population that they're telling us that they serve well. We want to know that. We do know from every survey that people want to stay in their homes and in their communities. And in our area plan, which we also spent last summer doing, people told us that they can do that. They want to do that. They can do that if they have access to some chore services and home repair, if they know where to find information when they need help, and if they can have social engagement, if they can be part of community, if they can engage in health and wellness activities. And we intend to spend the next 3 years making sure that those three things at least come true for people in this community. Those are part of our area plan goals. So that's very quick, and I know that all of you heard this a great deal more in depth. So,
Ms. Stein, what is the average income for the person who are retired in Milwaukee County?
I don't know.
Do you know if the average who has depend on Social Security and have pensions?
I don't know. I know that information is available.
Okay.
I don't have it, but I will get it.
Ms. Stein, when we was at the event, it was very good and stuff. And did you hand every supervisor these booklets already? Or
yes.
Okay.
Every supervisor.
Good.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about that. Any questions? Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was looking at these population numbers by race, and it looks like it correlates with, you know, the younger population or the people that's from 0 to 49.
Yep.
So do you think that has something to do with it? And I, black people live in this area.
Yeah.
And, you know, Milwaukee is just segregated like that.
It is. And yes, I mean, I think this is emblematic of the population as a whole. I find some things about this very dramatic, and I found those maps to be visually dramatic. If people don't understand what this community looks like, they can see what it looks mm-hmm. like very dramatically by looking at those maps.
It's good to see. However, don't you think, you know, as retired, they're probably comfortable with where they, with, you know, their atmosphere. So I don't.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Probably, you know, they probably want to live in this type of situation because they're more comfortable. But I don't know. Is the village? Do they have a way of combining all the different places where they live?
The village movement really concentrates on specific neighborhoods or groups of people because of their proximity and being able to develop stuff to help each other stay there. So, but it can be in any neighborhood, and there can be a woven string of villages together, yes.
Okay. Well, I know Washington Park is diverse.
Yes,
you know,
it
we
is.
Have a pretty diverse, so we're okay there. But you know, I don't know about these other community centers in these other areas, so thank you, Sue.
If I may, you know, we one of our jobs is to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think through our Commission on Aging and all of our advisory councils and work groups, we bring people to the table who look different, who speak differently, who are of different ages, because when they hear each other's stories and when they become friends, which they do, barriers break down.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes irrelevant where people live or how they look. They're in this together. And that's a big part of our mission.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mayor. Chair.
What did you say?
Mr. Chair.
I was just checking.
Mr. Chair.
I thought I heard something else.
It's early still.
Okay, now.
We're all men up here. When you put this together, when it was put together, did they take a look at where developments are occurring? Because when looking at the numbers in Franklin and Oak Creek, I mean, it's no surprise that the increase is so, because we are getting, I mean, so I've been an alderman for Franklin for almost 5 years now, and we have put up so many senior projects with more being built right now. Same thing in Oak Creek. So it seems like the development community is looking at that area in particular, which is the last really undeveloped portions of Milwaukee County, and that is where they are deciding to build. There's huge parcels of land. There's a lot of, you know, ability to develop, a lot less expensive. You don't have to worry about tearing down. I mean, it's just virgin soil. So I'm just curious to, when this was looked at, if that was, you know, taken into as a factor, because, you know, the rest of the county, you'd have to, you know, redevelop to build some of these large senior housing facilities. Has that been, and we're talking like hundreds of people living in these.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we didn't specifically look at that, but that is something we are looking at in terms of housing and why people live where they do and what opportunities they have. And you are very right about the properties being built in those communities. But I will point out to you that the vast majority of people are people who have aged in place in those communities. They're not people who have moved to those communities. And developers really know that. I mean, they know people, if you moved to Franklin and raised your kids and mm-hmm. sent your kids to school, you want to stay there. And are there opportunities for you to stay there? And so, you know, they're private developers are doing that. But I want to say also that private developers are developing many projects in the city of Milwaukee in some pretty interesting places. We will open a a new project in Brown Deer in a week that will have attached to it a community center, and we will move our nutrition site there. So people are understand people who want to make money and who have business sense understand that older people want to live in their communities.
No, because I mean the population of the city though has just grown dramatically in
Absolutely.
The last in Franklin Lee's the last 15 years. Oak Creek the same way. I mean they're
yep.
two of the fastest growing communities. So I mean they obviously have some that are moving into the city. Maybe not a high percentage, but there's got to be a certain amount. I'm not sure what that is, but they're obviously building for people to move there.
Yes.
Because right now, I mean, if we were to only 21,000 people in 1995, and now we're at 36,000 people, and now the seniors aren't just all of a sudden. I mean, these are people moving into that community. So I think that's part of the
right.
maybe the migration. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking at the stats on page 9, and income.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of seniors, I would say, are making low income or have low income amount of funds that are coming in. Are we on track in Milwaukee County to serve that population as that population grows? Of senior residents that would be depending on programs because they can't afford.
Let's see. If Supervisor, if we just continued with the traditional programs that we run today and didn't look for new resources and new partnerships, the answer to that question would be no. What part of our responsibility is to stay ahead of what issues are going to happen in the lives of people. I mean, look at our transportation system. We can't, if you happen to be growing old, in most places in Franklin and Oak Creek, you have no access to public transportation at all. That is not a good way to age in place. That mm-hmm. is very, very difficult. And so we as a county have all kinds of issues we need to look at that are going to affect whether people stay here or not or if they can afford to stay here or not. So it's our job. Actually, people in poverty has not changed in the last 10 years, and we're hoping that it'll get better, not worse, but mm-hmm. it's still a substantial number of people. And those people are not all concentrated in one place. They live throughout all of the communities. And it's our job to figure out, not just with our resources, but with all the resources of this community, how to help serve them.
Thank you. And it's good that you brought up transportation. Paratransit is a huge issue that affects a number of my residents.
Yes.
It would make sense that we prepare paratransit to be more sustainable for areas where our current fixed route buses don't reach. I'm guessing that we're not on track on that as well. since that is a very expensive program, and we've been going in the direction of reducing the amount of rides that we have on paratransit. But can you speak to that as far as the need for paratransit and the new population projections?
I would like to reframe that just a little in the need for every kind of transportation. Mm-hmm. We never hold one public hearing or have one comment session with older people where transportation is not the first issue that they talk about. Mm-hmm. And it is where buses are. It is the availability and the affordability of paratransit. It is now the new Medicaid transportation system that was being run by LogistiCare and is now out to bid. It is our ability. The Department on Aging also has a transportation program. It is our ability is to get people to medical appointments and to medical things. That's it. People's lives revolve around going to church, getting their hair done, going to their barber, going to play cards with their friends. We can't take people to do that. So it is a huge issue. And in this community, at least, we're only a little part of it. And I think all of the parts of it need to be looked at as a whole, because it's going to get bigger. It's going to get, people are so worried about when they don't have a car, they're trapped and isolated, and then what happens to their lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, I'm glad my committee and Ms. Stein brought up transportation. And for my colleague from Oak Creek and Franklin, that's when you got to rally your seniors and say we need dedicated funding for transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if we don't have that, and people don't understand, transportation is a quality of life for everyone.
Yes.
But Ms. Stein, you have to realize Milwaukee County have provided a lot of good services outside. We have more services for our seniors than some places. If you're talking about going to the south, mm-hmm. we provide a lot of good things, but we need to continue to keep going.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate the things you have done. I'm glad we continue to have you as an advocate. Ms. Irons is trying to be one of your co-hosts now to try to improve, be a good advocate. But we need advocates for our seniors. Mm-hmm. And you continue to do your job. Continue to advocate for the seniors. I hope you're around for a while. Ms. Irons, I hope you continue to be trained and mentor behind her so that we can make sure that we have that senior thing. Oh, I just opened a Pandora. You know we want to keep moving.
Ms. Watts.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. When we had the desserts and discussion in Franklin, yeah. Just so you know, Chairman, the scene that was like one of the top issues was transportation, right. Because the reality is, you know, when I hear this during campaign season, and you talk about taxes and how much Milwaukee County gets and what we get back, if you have a bus, if you live in Franklin and you want to take a bus to Franklin, the only where you go is the corner, basically of 27th and College. That's it. So the Franklin is the largest city, size-wise, in Milwaukee, besides the city of Milwaukee, obviously, in the county, and that is the only where the bus goes unless you want to visit someone in jail on the weekend, and then you get a flyer that takes you to the basic jail. But that's it. So transportation in terms of the bus system is so that's a big concern for obviously us. And we do have the paratransit and other means where people can move around. And there's I think when we took the tour of the transit when the newly elected ones did, I mean the number in Frank was huge of how many people actually use it. It was one of the larger ones. Because obviously the buses don't go out there.
I agree with you, Supervisor Taylor. But you remember, Milwaukee County is the only county in Wisconsin to go door to door, border to border. Mm-hmm. Everybody else says 1/4 mile or 1/2 mile at the next stop. But we are looking out for our seniors. But we do need dedicated funding. Supervisor Stamper, and then you have you have the last comment. Then we're going to wrap this up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Steve made a good point earlier about the development in this district. I also have a big housing development for seniors in my district right on Townsend. Are you familiar with that? I took a tour with the alderman, and it's beautiful. It's going to be nice and accountable and they're going to have a lot of recreation there. So, and you said, what was the population that's going to be moving into the 60 through 65 after 59?
Well,
how many, what's the projected population?
The growth in it is 49%.
Okay, so when they bring up transit, do they bring up housing and where they plan to live in the next decade?
Where they plan to live has a great deal to do with can they move around.
Mm-hmm.
So we happen to have one of the most rich housing options for older people in this entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with public housing authorities and moving out to private developers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge richness. And in the last 10 years, we've encouraged and worked with developers to have a service partner at every one of those buildings that they're building. Now, not okay. If they're just building them as a, you know, unsubsidized, whatever, beautiful place for people to move in, but when people ask us to sign letters for tax credits or other funding, public funding, we say, who's your service partner? We want to make sure that people can stay there.
Have they reached out regarding that development on Townsend? The new senior center on Townsend?
You know,
they turned that school into a senior center. Have they reached
oh,
out?
Oh, Jackie Robinson, yes.
Yeah, they reached
yes,
out?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
great,
yes,
great,
yes.
All right,
yeah.
Well, keep me updated
been
on that.
On that for so long.
Good,
yeah.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Item number four, housing development.